Well, I'm pleased to welcome to the Caregiver Smile Summit Susan Susskind. She's the director of Dupree Meals on Wheels, director, former Adult Today director. She's devoted 15 plus years to working in a variety of areas related to the field of elder care and disability, development disabilities. She works with the International Federation on Aging and helped them develop a toolkit to be used worldwide to educate about elder abuse. She also serves as director of development of on a volunteer basis for the National Adult Protective Services Association as director of one of Indianapolis's Active Day Adult Day Centers. She also volunteers her time working with Make-A-Wish of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana. And she joined Dupree Meals on Wheels as director for their program in January of 2013. And she's serving double duty of our summit, covering both elder abuse and the topic of adult daycare, and we certainly appreciate your double service.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right. So why don't we just explain to our audience what adult daycare is?
So adult daycare usually happens in a facility. It's a non-residential program. It's where people can spend the day, get involved in activities, not be isolated, and usually ancillary services can be provided, whether it's giving medication or whatever they need as well. So it allows them to continue to live at home, but have a program they can go to. And the important thing is creating a routine for them. It develops a routine for these people on a daily basis.
Now, I know there's different kinds of adult day. I believe there's some that are non-medical and some that are medical, are able to dispense pharmaceuticals and all that kind of stuff. Can you explain the differences between those?
That's basically it, is that some are medical and some are not, which, you know, you really need to investigate that before you put your loved one in a service like that. The majority of them anymore usually have to have an RN on staff. So I don't think it's as prevalent as it used to be. One thing that is changing now is in the field of daycare, they're looking and starting to have centers that specialize. So there may be a center that specializes just with Alzheimer's and dementia and that kind of thing. So those things are definitely starting to emerge.
Okay, so I guess the more medically intense you get, the more professional staff you bring on board to count for that.
Correct. Now, the center that I worked at, it depends on the state, too. Indiana required us to have an RN in the facility, as well as somebody, you know, there's other people that could dispense medication, but there had to be an RN in the building at all times.
Right. So what are the benefits to the individual who participates in an adult day center?
The individual, the biggest thing is it gives them a routine and some kind of stability into their life, and also allows them to continue to live at home. Sometimes the needs living at home just get too much for the caregiver. And so this way they're gone during the day and taken care of so that they can remain in their own home. They don't become isolated. They get social interaction. They can get physical, do physical things safely. So it benefits them tremendously. And honestly, it helps to keep their mind sharp and going, just doing different activities and socialization.
Right. And I imagine it gives the caregivers benefits as well, whether they...
Yeah, the caregiver, it's great for them because a lot of times the relationships between caregivers and their loved ones become very intense because of the stress level. So it gives them a break. So the relationships between the loved one and their caregiver tend to be better on the whole. The other thing is it allows them to continue going to work, having peace of mind that their loved one is being taken care of during the day. So it reduces their stress level tremendously, which is huge.
Yeah. And I've noticed our Rotary Club here in Huntersville, North Carolina, we spearheaded a grant for a local church who has a one-day respite, you know, 4-hour program for older adults. But a lot of the care partners have chosen, I would say half have chosen to stay and participate. Yeah. So it's been an interesting dynamic there of how wanting to get along with their loved ones in a different situation and helping right. their craft. So sometimes they choose to stay. My own observation, this is my own, is that adult day just has not, when you talk about my whole contention has always been that, you know, you could have aging in place. You could bring in all the health professionals. You could bring the health monitors. You can deliver meals. You could do this, you do that. I've talked to people, do house visits. You know, you could do this all, but you really can't other than maybe through some technology, you know, get this isolation piece solved. And yet I don't see adult daycare centers popping up as much as, you know, the assisted living facilities all over the place. So what's your take on that?
I know for a fact that adult day centers are not huge money makers. And so it is hard to make money in adult day. I mean, that's just a fact. So I think that's why you don't see so many going up. But I wish people would understand the need of it and other funding sources become available for it, because it is such a needed thing. And on the other side of it, I think people don't necessarily engage in adult day because I don't think, A, a lot of people even know that it exists. And number two, I don't think they understand it. I think there's still the old concept in a lot of people's heads, you know, that you drop somebody off and you're just like leaving them in a room and all that. And it's not that way at all anymore. These programs, I've seen people thrive in these programs so much more than they were at home. And even their loved ones would come pick them up and see them doing things that they didn't even know they could do because they never had the chance to do it being isolated at home. So I would hope that in the future you see this more prevalent.
Yeah. I would hope so too. So what are the some of the questions to think about when choosing a program?
The biggest thing I would ask was, first of all, is, you know, how long have they been in business? Are they accredited by some agency? But the biggest thing is ratios. We had at our day center three different levels. You should never go into an adult day program where there's only one ratio of staff to clients. It has to be based on need. And the ratios are very different depending on the need. So that would be the first thing I would ask. The second thing I would ask is there a room where people who are exhibiting behavioral problems can be separated from the rest of the group? Because that is a reality of it, whether it's Alzheimer's or whatever, there are aggressive behaviors from time to time. And there needs to be an area where that could be separated if that does occur. And on the other side of it is there a room where if a client is getting upset over something that's going on that they could go to just be able to relax and all that. And then it's just the simple things, you know, what are the side services available? You know, if they need meds or they need this or they need that, is that something that's available? There are some facilities, you know, that even will bring in a podiatrist or this or that. So it's important to find out the other services that are available to you. And then you've got to decide, you know, which things are important for you and your loved one so that you get a good fit.
Okay. So once you got the lay of the land, at least of what they're going to offer now, and you go visit, mm-hmm. We always encourage people to go visit when you're not being expected to visit and see what happens. But, you know, what are the questions then when you're there? You should ask, and what types of things can you look for?
I think it's almost more important to look around. Obviously, see if the facility looks clean. Is the furniture nice? Is it, you know, good for somebody in wheelchairs? I mean, you can have a facility where you have a ton of people in wheelchairs there at a time. So it needs to be something that's accessible like that. But more than that, I would look around and see what kind of activities are these people doing when you're there? What's the staff interaction with the clients that are there? You know, are they patient with the staff? You know, what's it look like when they serve a meal there? You know, does the meal look nutritious? Is there help available for people who can't feed themselves? So my suggestion is always, you know, going into there, the needs of your own loved ones. So you need to make a checklist of your loved one's needs and go in there and say, hey, you know, is this a program that I think can meet their individual needs? The other thing I would definitely ask is every time somebody's in adult day, you have care meetings and they create a service plan. I would want to know how often that service plan is looked at and updated, because people's needs can change very fast when you're dealing with things like dementia or physical challenges and that kind of thing. So I would just want to make sure that it's not that they're going to sit there on the same plan for a year.
Right. Yeah. And I would add that I've called a couple people this week when mom needed rehab. Mm-hmm. It wasn't adult daycare, but we needed the shop. And we did the nursing home compare and got it down to three that we thought. Then we asked around. So we went and visit. And essentially two places went in, and the administrator in the first place was on the phone in a meeting, had to wait 45 minutes. Second one, administrator was in a meeting, ended the meeting, came out and started talking to us. So that says something about the culture of an organization that is probably not on the question list. So there's a lot of observing about whether the management is out and about and checking in with staff and looking residents in the eye and participating in that kind of way, because mom couldn't get in there because it was too full, which probably says something unto itself. But then she did have another incident where she needed to go somewhere, and we did get her in there, and it was as palpable from the culture thing that my gut had as what I, first went and discovered it. So there's some nebulous things too about your feel when you walk in and who you're talking to.
There is, and how open it is. I mean, I moved my office from the back of the day center into the middle of it because I wanted to be able to see what's going on. I also wanted the clients to be able to come into my office and be able to talk to me. And the other thing is, I tried to engage the community, which I think is huge. We would have social workers, families come in there because when it's open like that and you're being invited in, you feel like there's nothing going on. It's transparency. And at the same time, it would allow me to give a lot of these people who are attending our center things that they never had. Like most of them never went to a prom. Most of them could never go on vacation. So we held a prom and we held, a luau and all kinds of things, but always invited everybody in. My door was always open and people knew that. And I think it starts at the top. So you do need to look at the top person and see really how accessible they are. Because no matter how busy you are in an adult day, you are extremely busy. But you have to keep your finger on the pulse to make sure everybody's being taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. So finally, everybody's all excited now about adult day. now they want to know how do they pay and how can they get help?
There's lots of different ways. I mean, sometimes, it's a private pay basis. You can do it that way. Medicaid and Medicare sometimes pay. Insurance sometimes pay. Veterans organizations sometimes pay, but I would suggest calling your local Council on Aging office. There's a lot of voucher programs and elderly services programs that you might be able to get on. And once you get on, you're basically assigned a care manager, and they decide what services are best for you. So it may be that there's even other services out there available to you. So I would probably start there. I would probably start with your local Council on Aging office.
Great. Well, Sue, these are great topics and great questions, and I know our viewers probably are walking away with a lot more information than they had and can keep it in their back pocket for when they need it, and if they need it now, hopefully they'll act on it. And so I thank you for being part of the Caregiver Smile Summit.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.